Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In downtown Milwaukee last night, basketball fans dared to dream that 50 years of disappointment would come to an end, and it did in spectacular fashion.
The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
The sun set on the Phoenix Suns as the Milwaukee Bucks closed out their comeback kid story in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, beating the Suns 105-98 and ending the team's drought of half a century without a championship title. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, the Bucks star player, put up a legendary 50 points to secure that win, not to mention finals MVP. So let's bring in Ashirod Blakely. He's an NBA contributor to Bleacher Report and Boston Sports Journal. Welcome. And, you know, Sherrod, I have to imagine that in terms of a game that you'd want to watch and write about, this has got to be the top, right?
Well, when you, not just the game, but just the entire Giannis Antetokounmpo narrative is just a really amazing story that I fully expect at some point will be coming to a theater near you and I in the coming years. But just how amazing it is. You know, I've known Giannis even before the draft, because covering the Boston Celtics, they were among the teams that were very interested in him. And I spent way more time than I thought humanly possible working on the spelling and the pronunciation of Giannis Antetokounmpo, thinking he would be a Celtic. But looking at the way his game has just grown and blossomed, it's amazing. I mean, it really is a fairy tale come true. And as much as you love the way the Phoenix Suns were kind of had that kind of rising from the ashes feel about them, it was really hard for, I think, a lot of basketball purists to find themselves rooting against Giannis, knowing his backstory, knowing how far he has come, and more importantly, some of the decisions he's made that have aligned himself with that Milwaukee community and that Milwaukee franchise at a time when mid-market teams such as Milwaukee are struggling to keep their best players. But Giannis, not only did he want to stay there, but he doubled down with a major contract and delivered the goods of all goods, an NBA title.
I mean, for somebody who does not know a lot about basketball, put this in context for me. 50 points in one game. This is his first appearance in the finals, but it's the third game in these finals where he's scored more than 40 points.
Right. And just to add a little bit more perspective to that, you know, he suffered an injury in the previous round that at the time, and I was actually in the building, it was against the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta, where he went down with a knee injury that many of us thought was going to keep him out for the rest of the season and potentially spill into next season. He returned a couple games later, no worse for wear. And it really, it galvanized for a lot of people the belief that this guy is all in on winning a championship and nothing is going to stop him, not even a potentially season-ending knee injury. And so, again, fast forward to last night where he scores 50 points in the most important game of the season for the Milwaukee Bucks, not only the season but the franchise. Giannis Antetokounmpo's performance last night will go down as one of the greatest NBA Finals performances ever. And we're so close to the moment where we can't appreciate its value, but in 33 years from now, we will be talking about that game in the same conversations as some of the great Michael Jordan shots that he's made, some of the great Kobe Bryant moments. Giannis Antetokounmpo has entered that pantheon of all-time greats.
So I guess a lot of people are going to have to learn how to pronounce that name. But, you know, I don't want to I don't want to completely ignore the Suns, who just played so well in the first two games. The Suns have never gotten a championship trophy. And what happened? Why wasn't this their tournament?
Well, I think more than anything else, Salisa, it became a matter of one person's will being Giannis's against another, and that being Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns, and Giannis had the stronger will. I thought Phoenix did a lot of good things throughout the last four games, and for them it was particularly a tough pill to swallow because they lost the last four games of the series against Milwaukee. they hadn't lost four consecutive games all season long. So, I mean, again, we talk about talent and how that can help persevere and get you over the top. But there's also the factor of timing. And Phoenix, simply put, they had the absolute worst time to not play their absolute best. And I think some people will look at what Phoenix didn't do. I look at this series more about what Milwaukee was capable of doing and how Milwaukee, I thought, as a team, play closer to their max potential than Phoenix did. And again, it shouldn't take away from what was an amazing season for Phoenix. But obviously, when you come that close to winning a championship and fall short, it's a bitter pill to swallow, without question.
A'Sherrod Blakely, NBA contributor to Bleacher Report and Boston Sports Journal. A'Sherrod, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.